Everybody, please, we'll work it out. I think we'll hear you through the phone. Okay, I'd like to complete the inyan that we've been learning the last few days, the sugya of Yitlenu Heimena, the case of the Stechel Rachel, who fails to say the Funai B'Shas B'Sinas Haget. And meanwhile, what happens now? So we have this notion of B'Shanim B'Pesh, Tavu Chachamim B'Gitin, Lufi Rav Meir, Ad Kidei Kach, Hablad Manzer, since Midrabanan, this garrison was not good. Therefore, she's still considered an Eishes Ish, and it goes all the way to the point that the blood is not kosher either. The Chacham don't go that far. The Chacham say that it's just a question of Ketzeh, that's how we saw from Tosfos, but not a blood mamzer. Meanwhile, the Mishnah says Ketzeh, the Brisa says Ketzeh Yaseh, so there is an Eitzah, and the Eitzah is to take it back, take the get back, and to give it again. So yesterday we discussed Barichos, the Tosfos, Ketzeh Yaseh, in terms of what this will accomplish. When you go take it back and give it to her again, so will that even work for a male muscle to save the blood? Tosis says no. Neither will it work for a mayor to save the din of Tetzay. That's Tosis Shita. On the other hand, where will it work for the Rabbanan? Or Rabbanan will work that she won't be Tetzay. And even for a mayor, it will work that she can marry the Chatchila. We noted that there are other Shitas of Rishonim in either direction. Some will even say that it could work on Afeya for a mayor as well. The Ritva brings such a Shita. The other extreme, we have Tosis Rid, who sounds like for a mayor won't even work Shetinasim Lechatchila either. He's no longer a Shriach, and therefore there's no Nemanz. But this is in terms of the eight subcaves of Yasa. And the Tosis that follows, which we did first, we went there first, Yitzgenu Heimena speaks to the fundamental issue of why there's a need for a new Nesina. Why can't you just simply say those magic words of the Fanai after the fact? So you gave the get without saying the Fanai, and now you say the Fanai. And why is it necessary to take the get back? What we saw, Bein Lefi Tosus, Bein Lefi Ran, Kedavar Pashut, is that the Takaras Chachamim, the Matbeya, was that you have to say the Fanai B'Shas Mesina. That's the way Chachamim set it up. Why did they set it up that way? So that's because maybe you'll forget later on, and whatever, who knows? Maybe you don't think you'll be Neman later on. That's what Tosus would say. The Ran doesn't agree on that. The Ran holds that you will be Neman later on, but you're still not complying with the Takana. So the Takana was you need to say Befanai B'Shas Gershon. Can't be Mashim B'Befanai later on. If you say B'Befanai later on without taking it back, that's Machokas, as we saw in the Ran and Tosus, whether, in fact, there'll be a Nemanis, and then what flows from that, we discussed yesterday, according to the Ran, the Chachamim are only going to be Machshir the blood if you're at least saying B'Fanai later on. So is Mashma also from Rashi, as we saw. And therefore, according to the Ran, if you would not say B'Fanai later on, there'd be a blood mamzer. And that's also the Shitas of Ramban. And that is according to the Ran. According to Tosfos, there's no Nemanis of B'Fanai later on. And therefore, it's clear from the Gemara that even without saying B'Fanai, you still would not make it a blood mamzer. Even though it could be that we have chashas on the get, as we noted yesterday, without saying the funny, we are chashas, the get is not kosher, but not to the extent that it makes the blood manzer, suffix manzer, acquaintances. Okay, well, we want to still do one more shalab in the sugya relating to Yitlenu Heimena. And that is what the Rush brings as another shita. The shita gets mentioned by the Rush, by the Mordechai, and by the Tur. Each one in different language slightly. But this is a very different perspective on the very basic question of why you have to take the get back in order to say the funai. Why can't you simply say the funai later on without taking the get back and doing it in the sina? Right? That's the basic question. So far, we have one answer. Without taking the get back, that's not the takaras chachamim. The takaras chachamim, you must say the funai. Mamish b'shas the original gerishin b'shas the nesina saget. However, if you look in the Rush, so this is the Rush begins by quoting what Tosfos says in Yitlenu Heimena. The Rush in Piskei Rush as well as in Tosfos Rush the same thing. But we'll read it in the Piskei Rush. Os vav. So after the Arichus in the Rush in the vav, which is tracking what we have in our Tosfos, Yitzgenu Heimena, the dictate read that you see from this Braisa, the Lashon of Braisa, that you have to stay the front of the Shas Messina. And then he goes on to talk about Tokyo de Dibur, also good. And then he goes on to talk about the Suffolk of the Re, Asuka Bosa Indian, and Kodin Messina, all that is from Tosis. After all that, the Rosh continues with a different Shita. The Harav Yaakov Mikinun Piresh. The Lahachi Be'inan Sheyitlenu. This is why you have to take the get back. In other words, it's not the etzem necessary for the takonas the funai for itself that you have to do it b'shas nesina. The manas would be there, and the etzem you should be able to be mashim the takonas the funai with doing it without doing it in the nesina. The problem is who are your aiden at the time you do the amiras the funai. That's the issue. Specifically, if it's not the same aiden, then you have a problem. If you have the same aiden that were present at the Nesina Saget that you did not say the Fana, and then you would go a week later, call those aiden back, and you would say the Fana without taking the get back, according to Yaakov Kinnun, totally fine. You didn't say the Fana B'Shas, the Nesina Saget, there's nothing wrong with doing it later. The Madea does not require that it be said B'Shas Nesina. This is a completely different Mahalach than what was said before here in the Rush. So what's Pshat Gemara? What's Pshat Braisa? Why Yitrenu Heimena? So he says, the Lahachi Be'inan She Yitrenu, Bishop the Be'inan She Yomar, Bifnei Shnayim Shehoyu B'Shas Mechiras Haget. That Amira B'Fanai has to be in the presence of two people who also were there at the Nesina. You can't use different Eidim for the Nesina Saget and for the Amiras the Fana. Very interesting. A whole new pshat. And we're talking about a case that you don't have those Eidim available. Umayri Hacha, continues the Rosh. Umayri Hacha, Kishemesu, Kishahochu, Umdina Sayyam. So the entire Braisa that says Yitrenu Eimena is not like the reset, not like the Rav is also assuming that the Madea requires the Etzem that you cannot say the Fana with, if it's not the Shas Vesina. You can't come and do the Nesina now and the Amira the Fana later on. That's Shinin Madea, according to what we saw until now. The Takana was the Shas Nesina. No such halacha. To get the suffix of the reed, it doesn't get off the ground. There's no problem. As long as what? As long as you make sure that the Eidim, whoever is Fanai, were the same Eidim that were present the Shas Nesina. That's the issue. Rice is discussing a case where those Eidim died or are no longer around, Dinas Hayam, and therefore you have to do a Nesina with an Amira in front of the same Eidim. Otherwise, you have two separate pairs of Eidim, one pair for the Nesina, one pair for the Amira. That does it. Very interesting machlokas. What does the Rush ask? The Rush doesn't make an issue of the Svara of Rabbi Yaakov Kinnun. He just says it's not the full story. And that's not the correct pshat in the Braisa. Because he says, below Mihira, the Lishna of the Braisa, the stomach katani, the Mashma Shein Takana Cheres. The Braisa doesn't say that we're talking about a particular case, but there's other cases that would have also worked, as long as you pull the Eidim back, that it would have the Shas Mesira. It sounds like this is the Eitza, no other Eitza, Yitzlenu Emena. And therefore, it must be more to it, and that's what you read there for. Explained before that you need B'Shas Nesina the Amira. But the idea that the Rebbe Kinnun is suggesting that somehow if the Eidim that saw the get were not the ones who are hearing the Amira, those who heard the Fana were not present B'Shas Nesira, then it would be a problem. And the question is why? What exactly is the nature of this problem? The Ukimta is an Ukimta in the Braisa. The Rosh didn't like it. That the Braisa means is, it sounds like there's no other Eitza. And according to Rabbi Kinnun, of course there's not Eitza, as long as the Eidim who we hear at the Befanai later were also there B'Shas Mesiras again. But the Rosh is mashma not that way. Mashma, whatever it is, this is what you have to do. But what exactly is the Pshat? What's the problem if you have the, if the Amir doesn't need to be B'Shas Mesina? You can say Befanai, you can be mashma, you can cut us Befanai later on. So that's, you've done what you need to do. You David get. And you said the Fanai, and it doesn't have to be the Shastasina, the Haraya, if it's the eight that I heard, the Fanai were there before, it's okay. So what's the problem exactly if it's not the same eight? The Rush doesn't explain it, but in the Mordechai, we get a little more of an inkling of what's going on. The Tosa Rush, by the way, is the same as the Piskei Rush, the same thing. He brings his Pshat, he brings the same Kasha that we have at the end. So if you look in the Mordechai, in the back, the Gemara, the Mordechai has a few more words to add on this Sheikah, which is the same Sheikah that we just quoted in the Rush. Stuck the Mordechai in the middle of those Shimcha Beis. And again, it's right after quoting the Re, so it's all mamish tracking the Rush. Says the toward the end of the piece, Omer Harabi Kinnun, it's some of the same Rishon that we're referring to. The Ach has man Ruba. Im Yitza Ede Hamasira Yachalom the Fanenaftan. Even after a long time, it could be weeks, months, whatever, you can find the Ede Mesira that saw the witnessing the Sinasadet. You can just tell the say the fun I in their presence. Avalob Eden Achim Shalom and Hamasira. But not Aiden that were not by the Mesira. Why? Here the Rush gives the Mordechai gives us more reason. To have a lay chatzi edus. It's called chatzi edus. The edus is incomplete. In other words, you don't have a single pair of edim that can testify on the full picture, on the Nesina and the Amira. You have a pair of edim that have the knowledge of the Nesina, they saw the Nesinas again. You have another pair of edim that heard Amira of the Funite, but that doesn't work. It's called Chatzi Dover. That's a drasha that Gemara has. Gemara dashes Apishna in Eidim Yakum Dover, below Chatzi Dover. Eidus has to be on a Dover Shale. If you have a piece of information which is not the full picture, and you have another pair of Eidim which testify to another piece of information, and together you can put together a full picture, that's not proper Eidus. Dover below Chatzi Dover. This is a famous Indian that comes out in Cheska Sabbatim, or Mashal, it's a discussion in the Sugya. Let's say you have Gimel Shanim Chazaka, right? So you have to know what would be if you had not the same pair of Aden, person is sitting on someone else's karka, right? House, squatting, and 3 years pass, and the Marakama, the one who originally owned the house, the field, says, "You're in my house." He says, "I bought it from you." He says, "Where's your staff?" He says, "I did it for 3 years. You didn't say anything. You wanted to make a protest." So that's the lach of Chesed Gimel Shanim. You have Aiden that he's been eating, enjoying the fruit of the land, and using the field, the house, living there for 3 years in succession. Then he's believed with his title that I bought it from you. He doesn't have to bring his staff. So what if you have not one pair of Aiden for all 3 years? It's a discussion in Cheskes Sabbatim in the Mishnayos. You have Eidim that testify one pair of Eidim on 1 year, another pair of Eidim on another year, another pair of Eidim on the third year. So that's a Shaila. Does that come under Chatzi Davar? There are many applications. Let's say a person for godless. You have to establish a person, a woman for godless, that she has, or a man, stay Cyrus. Right? You have to have two Cyrus of puberty, to pubic hairs, we call them, in order to establish godless. Let's say you have one pair of Adam that testified of one hair and the other pair of Adam on the other hair to establish godless. Dabar below Chatzi Dabar. There's a klal in Shas in Hilchos Eidus that you can't accept Eidus on something that is not by itself enough to bring the consequences of the halacha to bear on this issue. You need to take this information and then another piece of information, another Chatzi Dabar, half and a half equals a whole. But that's the drasha. Shnai made Yaakov Dabar below Chatzi Dabar. This is the Yisod in this Mordechai. So what is he saying here? An amazing idea. That if you have Eidim on the get, that seed in the Sinas again, that is, you have another pair of Eidim on the Amira Befanai, that's the problem of Chatzi Dabar. If the same pair of Eidim, the same pair of Eidim was from the Sina here the Amira, that's okay because the Eidim have the full picture. They hear, they know the Nesina, and they can testify that and with the Amira. The Amira doesn't have to be Bishas Maisa of the Nesina, but it has to be, it's integrated conceptually as one unit. In other words, the Amira is necessary for the Gerushin. not necessary in terms of the time that it said, but for the garrison to be considered to be a valid garrison, we need a at least, you need a garrison with an amir of the shliach of the fana. And therefore, you have to make sure that the edim and the garrison are also aware of the amir of the fana. That's the sheet, that's the part here that the Rosh is quoting. The Mordechai, therefore, what's the pshat in the Braisa? So why does it say you can't lay men up? The answer is, as we said in the Rosh, because the case would be that you didn't find Edim Mesira to hear the Amira. So then you have no choice but to do it again, and now you have new Edim that hear the Fanai and see the Mesira, and that would be the Takana, that would be the Takana of Kesav Yasser. So what do you have now? You have a new garrison, right? You have the garrison. The early garrison is a problem because you don't have the Edom to testify on the Amira. Now you have the garrison that's done with Edom to hear the Mfana together with the Mesina as well. So this is the Mordechai. He ends with the following. Let's understand, what issue are we discussing here? The Edom that saw the Mesira, what do we call those Edom? What do we call those Aiden? Someone can speak up. Yeah, what do we call those Aiden? What are halachas? Aiden have to be present at the Nesina Seget. Is that definitely the case? What is that halach? Aiden, Bishas, Nesina Seget. There really are two different things you can identify here.
If you're Rabbi Meir, then it's Aiden Lekiyam Adavar, and if you're Rabbi Lazar, it's Aiden Mesira Kart.
Aiden Lekiyam Adavar and Aiden Mesira. Yes, yes. I'm trying to make your volume louder so I can hear you better. So there's Aiden Mesira and Aiden Kiyam, right? So what are we discussing over here? The problem that we're discussing of Chachidama, the Edim that were at the Mesira did not hear the Befana. So that's incomplete Edus. In what sense? The Chayra we're discussing here are the Edim Kiyum, right? The Edim that are, their purpose is to be able to validate the Mesina Saget as a Dabash of the Erba, which requires Shnayim. Which means we're really talking about a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is not necessarily accepted by all Rishonim. This takes us back to Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph on the bottom, right? What did Rabbeinu Tam say at the end of the Tosfos? That even Rav Meir, who holds Edi Chasima Karti, would still require Edim that are present B'Shas Nesina because of the din of Edi Kiyum. And Edi Kiyum, just like you have by Kiddushin, you have to have two Edim that see the Mesiras HaKesef, the Tabas, and they have to witness the actual act of Kiddushin. So otherwise it's not valid as a Kiddushin because you need Kiyum Adava. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that Gerishin is also called Davash of the Erba. So even though Rav Meir holds Edi Chasima Karti, but you're still going to need Edi Kiyum. So the Chayra, this issue that we're discussing, that you need the Edim who saw the Nesina Saget to also be aware and to have heard of the Fanai. Otherwise, the lack is a lack of Kiyum Adavar. It's Chatsi Davar in the Edim Kiyum. That's the Pashto is what he means. And it's interesting, the Mordechai quotes further that this is what the Yerushalmi means. And this Yerushalmi we saw quoted by the Rosh in Perek HaShaleach at the very end of the Mordechai. It says, Uksas Masma came to Yerushalmi, the Chalai Sigita Lama Pana Nechta, Mama Yochanan, Yapsa Nenola, Umasik, the time of Yochanan, the Hakzika Grusha Bifnei Shnayim. What's the Hakzika Grusha Bifnei Shnayim? So, what we're saying here, Bechara means that you have to establish the Kiyum Eden to Kiyum Adavar. And this, of course, is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So in order to understand the Shita of the Mordechai of Rimi Kinnun, we have to already assume, like Rabbeinu Tam, right? That there's a need for Edim Kiyum no matter what. And then we have to say this new chiddush, that it's a chesaron in the Edim Kiyum if the Edim Kiyum do not know the Befana. That's called Chatzidav. We have to know, what is really called Chatzidav, what's not called Chatzidav? L'masho. I think we once mentioned this case in Kiddushin a few days. Suppose a person gives a woman a ring, a shava kesef for Kiddushin. It's just not clear whether it's Shabbat Kesef or not, whether it's Shabbat Pruta or not. The Gemara says that Shmuel taught us that if you give us something like tamara, a date, a chvei, something which is not necessarily worth that much, but it's a safek, even though in this place it might not be worth a pruta, but shema Shabbat Pruta b'mada. You never know. She might be mekudeshes because it might be worth a pruta b'mada. How would you know? You have to go check out the price of this item in Mada and see if it's worth a pruta there. And that would make it a kedusha. So that means you and others wonder, L'chaira, what would it be enough? How could it be a kedusha even if you could establish independently that this item was Shema Pruta b'mada by getting Eidim in Mada to tell you that? But why wouldn't that be a chesar now in the Eidim Kiyum that the Eidim Kiyum don't know if it's worth a pruta? They only saw a giving over of an item which may or may not be worth a pruta, and if we can establish it independently it's worth a pruta, suddenly she's mekudeshes. It's a subject because it might be worth a pruta. But even if it is worth a pruta, if these Edom themselves don't know that's worth a pruta, wouldn't that, by definition, be a chesaron Eidim Kiyum? They don't know the full picture. And what do you see from here? That you don't need the Eidim Kiyum to know every last detail. You don't need them to know. So they have to know that this was a nesina of what could be Shabbat Kesef to the woman in the Torah's condition. Whether, in fact, it's Shabbat Pruta or not, whether it's Mamash Shabbat Pruta, that you can figure out from some other source. But as far as these Edom are concerned, they saw Maisha condition assuming it is Shabbat Pruta. Do they know what Shabbat Pruta? No. Can we find out? Yes. If we find out, we can put the two Edom together and everything is fine. It's not a chesaron chasidamer in terms of the Eidim kedushin. So I want to know, what makes that case, for example, different than the case over here? Here we're talking about the relationship between the Nesina Saget and the Amira Lefana. And we're saying that if the Eidim who saw the Nesina Saget did not hear the Lefana, that called chasidamer. I can bring out an Eidim in that heard the Lefana? No. That's not enough to justify the Eidim Kiyum. That's what we see here. So apparently, what's the assault? Someone speak up. I hear a hand. I see a hand. Please speak up. Yeah, give him the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems one of them is a Havara, and one of them is two different Eidios.
One of them is what?
A Havara. Of just later on, but it's not two different Eidios.
Yeah. So in other words, that's exactly it. The Nekuda is, the detail of Shabbat Pruta is a detail. But that's not the Maisa Kedusha. That's a detail for the Kedusha to be valid. It has to be Shabbat Pruta. The Maisa Gerushin means a Maisa Gerushin Shaleh, a Maisa Gerushin with a Befanai. The Chiddush in this Shita of the Rishonim is that the Befanai need not be simultaneous with the Nesina Saget, but it's part of the same Maisa Gerushin. If the Maisa Gerushin means midrabanan, the derisa to Maisa Gerushin without the Fanai. But the Fanai, the Amir of the Fanai, the Shliach, is a chelik of the Maisa Gerushin. It's a chelik of Maisa that could happen later on. That you can give the get now and then save the Fanai tomorrow, a week later, a month later. But it's a chelik of the Maisa Gerushin. So to see the Maisa Gerushin is to see the Nesina Saget and to hear the Fanai. To have just the knowledge of the Nesina Saget without the Mefanai is means you do not see the Maisa Gerushin. Apparently in that case it's different. They don't know it's a Shabbat Pruta of the Madai. They don't know, but they saw my, if it's a Shabbat Pruta, they saw Maisa Gerushin. They just don't know it's a Shabbat Pruta. So once you can establish independently that it was a Shabbat Pruta of the Madai, what they saw was in fact a Maisa Gerushin. They just don't have that detail about whether it's a Shabbat Pruta. Here the Chiluk. Whereas over here, without knowing that there was a Mefanai, without hearing the Mefanai, they did not see Maisa Gerushin in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, there has to be a Nesina with an Amira. But the Amira need not be at the same shah, at the same time as the Nesina. But as long as it's later, and the Edom that heard the Mefanai also were there before, that's already good enough for Eidim Kiyum. That's the Chmura, the Var that we see in the Shita of the Rishon, the Rimi Kinu. Now all of this again speaks to the Inyan of Eidim Kiyum. What about in terms of Eidim Mesira? Something else interesting. Eidim Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar, right, you need to have Eidim Mesira. So there's a machlokes, Rishonim, if Eidim Chasima can work without Eidim Mesira, right? But assuming, let's say, that you need Eidim Mesira, even for Rabbi Lazar, you can make do with Eidim Chasima. could we plug in this problem that we see identified in Bimi Kinun in terms of Eidim Asira? Eidim Asira, who did not hear the Fanai, is that a chesaron in what they, what they're accomplishing as Eidim Asira? Or is that different? Eidim Asira, what is their role? Their role is not to establish the kiyum of the Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa Gerishin. Their role is to make the star, to make the get into a get, a shvuyei star. So l'chera, the problem of Eidim Asira, this problem would not exist for Eidim Asira. What is their role? They're making the get into a get. They heard the Fanai, they heard the Fanai. It doesn't matter. As long as somebody heard the Fanai, meaning to say the people who saw the Nesina Saget as kiyum adavar heard the Fanai, that's okay. The Eidim who are making the star into a star, that's that. As long as you know those are the Fanai, then you take the that and you take the Eidim Asira and you have a get. So I don't think this chesaron of the of this shita is any way relating to the Eidim Asira. It's relating to the Eidim Kiyum. And again, to say this pshat, you have to therefore assume kishitas Rabbeinu Tam and Avdalit, that even no matter where you go, no matter who you hold like, there must be Eidim Kiyum by a get. And the issue is, did the people who heard the Amira, the Fanai, did they also exist at the time of the Nesina to see the Nesina? And therefore you have the Edekiyam and the who also have the knowledge of the Amira of the Fanai, which therefore makes it not a Chatzi Dabar, but a Dabar Shalom. So this is now a new Mahalach, a new Shita, of why you need Yavza V'Yitnena. Only in a case where the Eide Mesira daughter disappeared, do you need to have a new Netil or a new Yitren or Emena? Okay, I see a hand. Question. Go. Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm not sure if Rebbe meant this, but can you argue that the difference between here, Bifanai, versus Kedushin is that we actually have our own concerns here, so with regards to the get, but we need the Amira, we can't just fill it in later, because we need these Eide Mesira, at least at the time, to, since we have our own concerns, we want it all to be, you know, I guess a Dabar Shalim versus by Kedushin, you could just, you know, fill it in wherever, because, you know, it's not our own concerns.
But see, the issue of our concerns is it's not the same thing as saying Chatzi Dover. Chatzi Dover is a halachic concept Milchus Eidus. Dover will Chatzi Dover. And that's what the Mordechai says. The Rush didn't explain it well. Right? Maybe the Rush you want to say different than the Mordechai, I don't know. But from the Mordechai, it's clear that the problem lies in a specific category of Psul Eidus. Eidus needs to be on a Dover, not a Chatzi Dover. That's the Yisod. And Mechara, that's Pshat in the Rush as well. So the problem is not that we're choshesh. The problem is that Maisa Gershin means a Nesina Saget plus a Bifanai. On a Draban level, that is, it's integrated as one in him. The Chiddush here is it doesn't have to be at the same moment. See, according to the other Rishonim, the Chiddush that you see is that you Matbea was say it b'shas Nesina. And therefore, it's Mishnah Mabeh no matter what. If you don't do b'shas Nesina, whether you're Neman independently afterwards after Machlokas Duran and Tosis, for this sheet recorded by the Rosh and the Mordechai, you can say the Fanai later. That latches on to the Nesina Saget. It's considered Maisa Gershin with your Fanai of later latching on to the Nesina before. But as far as the Eidus is concerned, it's an Eidus of Chatzi Dabar if you don't have the Eidim who heard on the Fanai having been there b'shas Nesina. But that's not about Achshashes, it's about the cloud of Hilchus Eidus. Okay, this is what we have in the Rosh and the Mordechai. Let's look at the Tur, because this Shita is also apparently quoted by the Tur. And he's quoting the same Rambam. Let's take a look at what the Tur says. This is Simon Kuf Membeis. Kuf Membeis, Nevin Ezer, right after the Ozayin that you have in the new Tours. Then Ichar Yosef LaOmra, right? If the Shliach delayed and did not see the Fanai at the Nesina, but did it later, Lo nahani, it won't work. Ella in Cain, Yitnenu Heimena, the Yavzar Yitnenuva, the Yomar, the Shashanos Nala, the Fanai Nechavai Nechavai. So this is straightforward from the Braisa, and the assumption being that there is no other recourse. Right? This is Kishitas Hatosis, for example, the Ran, and most Rishonim, that there is no etza. If you gave it without fanai, then you need to do is you need to take the get back and redo it, redo the nesina and do the amira b'shas the second time. Right? And that's the idea, because you can't be mashing the original condition with the amira later. You need a new act of the nesina again, new masagerishin, and that's what happens later with the taking it back and giving it again. The haramakasav, so the two quotes from the Ramah. And he says like this, if you have the Eidim Mesira in front of us, oh, I feel the Eidim Mesira that saw the Mesira again, that's the Shechita Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira character, right? So you have them here. Oh, I feel who has no cloud. But even, or if, even if you don't have the Eidim Mesira, but Ika Eidim the Yadi Bahai Shliach, the Master Lahai Gita Nela, the Eidim, or you have Eidim that know that the Shliach, they were there, they saw the Shliach given over, or they know that, that there were Eidim that saw the Nesiras Haget, so then Ein Tzarach Litlo Mimena V'Litno L'Pamachetz. Now, before we go on, what are the two things here? He says, either the Eidim Mesira are here, or either they're not here, but you have Eidim that know about the Mesira. Now, Uchari is not Hanuhach. If you have Eidim that know about the Mesira, then doesn't that mean you have Eidim Mesira? Like, what are the two things? It sounds like, from the way he's setting it up, that it's possible to have Eidim present at the Mesira who don't count for Eidim Mesira. Does that ring a bell for anybody?
Rambam.
We had such a possible idea. I think comes out of maybe Rav Nachman
Tully. The Rambam.
Said this idea in the Rambam. What?
The Rambam.
The Rambam, that he was the dying, the Rambam, Eidim Mesira have to be appointed. So it could be this Lashon HaTorah, it's mashma that way, that it's not automatic, just because you were there, you're Eidim Mesira. Eidim Kiyam, yes, but Eidim Mesira is only if you're officially designated as such. So he says, it's only a pro, if you have Eidim Mesira, or you have Eidim that know about the Mesira, so these are two distinct cases. Says the Ramah, Ein Tzarach Litlo Mimena V'Litno La Pamacheres. Then you don't need to retake the get and give it again. El Omer La B'Fnei Eidim Mesira. Again, notice the Lashon. Oh, B'Fnei Eidim Sheyodim Shumaspala. The Eidim. Eidim know that there was a Mesira. So if they know there was a Mesira, then they can serve also as the Eidim of the Amira. It's interesting. It's not even the Eidim who are present. It's Eidim who know that there was a Mesira. That can testify that there was a Mesira B'Fnei Eidim. What the Ramah is saying is a slightly nuanced difference from what we saw so far, even though it's the basic mahalach of the shita that we saw. He's suggesting like this, that you know, when don't you have to take the get back? If you have the Eid and the Siri here, who now hear the Mefanai, or if you have, he doesn't even say the Eidim who saw the Mesira are here to listen to the Mefanai. Eidim who know that there was a Mesira for Eidim. So they now can testify, we saw the Mesira from Eidim, and they can add to that testimony that we heard of the Fana. That would also work. That's what we see in the Ramah. Notice a bit of Shinui, right? The Eidim know that there was there were Eidim, but not the necessarily Eidim Mesira, that there were Eidim that saw it. No? So then what? Then it's good enough. Then you can tell them. Then you can say, so he makes a declaration. The get that I gave in your presence, or that I gave in the presence of Reuben and Shimon, that you know that, that they were there. So I want you to know, hear me out, does this Ramah can be interpreted in light of what we just said until now? It's a bigger chiddush, right? What's the issue in the Mordechai? Hatsi Dabar. What is he saying here? You're telling Eidim, either the Eidim Mesira or Eidim who know that there was a Mesira, the Eidim, the Fana. So who's the Dabar? Who are the Eidim now that have the full information? Is it the Eidim who were present, the Ploni and Ploni? They didn't hear the Mefana. So you're going to have to say that the Dabar, that's not a Chatzi Dabar, is going to be the Eidim who now hear the Mefana and know that there were Eidim present for Kiyum. That could count. That could count also as the Dhamma. That's what you have to say. Continue to Ramah. V'chi kama shetzarach yitol miman abu achalit nara ma'ir she'en kane edim esira v'lo edim she'yodim she'masot me'ed. So that's what the Ramah is saying. The Rosh just the Torah continues the custom old. Another point in the Ramah. Now it's interesting. If what we're saying is correct in the Ramah, then it comes out that you don't even need the Edom who saw the Mesiras Haget, who that are the ones who hear the Befana. It's the Edom who know that they're worried that saw the Mesiras Haget that can testify based on that, and they have the Befana. Interesting. But Edom Kiyum is not the Edom Kiyum Amish. It's Edom who know that there was Kiyum that can count together with the knowing that there was a Befana. So it sounds to me like a Chidush, no? They're not the ones who never saw the Mesira. They know of Edom who saw Mesira, and they're the ones who now heard the Mufana. You have to know if this is totally in sync, in line with what we saw before, or maybe not. If it is, then you see a Chidush in the Ramah also, that he is of the opinion, and this is also Mohar implicit here, that you need to have Edom Kiyum Adama. Because even Edom Mesira, Edom Chasim are not enough, the Kiyum Adama, like Rabbi Notan. You need Edom to Kiyum Adam. The other thing that comes in the Ramah, just the ones we're reading in the Torah, because of Oud, it's Sarach Shiyomar Befanechotay Nechtam Befneha Isha. Interesting. Who are you talking to, he said, Befanai, the Pashtas? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Beisdin, right? No? Beisdin, you're talking to the Edom, if you're counting toward the Beisdin, right? Edna Sedayin. So, Pashas, you're talking to the Beisdin, to yourself and to the other two. No, you're talking to the woman. What's that? What's the pshat here? Talking to the woman. Bifnei Isha. Umistavra. The Amor was Sadi, the Amor was Dila. Lesson of Shkiach, the Amor was Amor was Omasi Chol Vidyachrina. Sounds like the Diyavet, it's okay. Now, Badoni Avizal Kosov Kisori Shona, what is that going on? The Pashtas, that's going on not on the most recent point that he's saying. The Chayr, this is clearly what we saw in the Rosh Bayas. The Rosh argues on the Rimi Kinun. See, this would mean that what the Ramah is saying is Al Derech the Rimi Kinun. And the Rosh arguing on the Rimi Kinun is the same thing as the Torah saying that the Rosh argues on the Ramah. Right? That the Rosh is of the opinion that you always need to take it back. It doesn't matter whether the Edom that you're talking to now are the Edom who are present or know of that Edom that were present, the Shas Nasira. No, you always need to go ahead and take the get back. That's the story shown in the Rosh. In the middle, the Ramah also made a point about saying it to the Isha. You have to know what that's about. Why would you need to say the Chatchil to the Isha? Maybe because of Medek Daik, maybe it's more Medek Daik you're talking to her. The Lashna here is, you know, the lesson here in Abraisa is Omar La, but then they have a little oath next to it, the Aleph, which maybe is maybe taking it out. Right? They point out Habitsiyunim, some people take it out. Right? Maybe get Bul Omar La Bifana or Bul Omar Bifana. That's the story of the Shayla. You have to say it to Harada. Okay, so this is the Ramah. This is the Ramah in the Torah, and again, somewhat different in the Lashon than before, but it sounds clearer from the fact that he says the Rosh argues, if it's going on the earlier Indian, that's the Shita that the Rosh was arguing on. Questions so far? Please, yeah? Who's asking? Yeah. So interesting. So ADP8 is Edus. Here it's knowing that there was Kiyum. That's it. I was thinking of that also. What is ADP8? If I say based on that I know, I heard someone else say we borrow money from Shimon. Here it's something else. Here they know that there were ADQ. It is interesting. You're asking a good point. No, you don't have the ADQ themselves. You've established that there were ADQ. Yeah, it could be it's different. It's not Edus on a particular thing. It's just knowledge that it was done with Ne'edim. Maybe that's enough. It's a good time to know. It's a good inyan to think of that. So far, we have really two mahalchim and mishonim why you need your tzedenu henena, right? We have the basic pshat that we were working with until today, which is what comes out of Tosfos and the Rush, the Shem Dari, and the Rani would also seem to agree with this, that the halacha is, that's the madeya, that you have to say the funai, the shas, you're giving the get, the shas and sinas I get. And therefore, even though you say the funai later on, that's not a kima the takana. Takana was to save the shas, the sinas. Now, modest later on, maybe you'll have, maybe you won't have, but the takana was to save the shas, the sinas. And now we have a second shita that, no, really, you could do your nesinas again. Now, la'achas not ruba, you can do your befanai. The only thing is, you have to make sure that your befanai is said in the presence of those who are present at the time of the nesina, or, as they see in the Ramah, those who know that there were edim shas nesina, and then it'll be fine. And the chesaron otherwise, as the Mordechai says, because v'chatzi davar, in which case, the Bryce is talking about a special case like this, that you were, the aid and the Sira were not available, and therefore you have to go ahead and take the get again, because you need to have the same aidin that have the knowledge of the Sinas I get, that are also aware of the Befana. And that includes the Yisod, as we said, that the Amira, even though it doesn't have to be at the same time with the Nesina, but it's a chelek of the Maisa Gerishin. And the chesaron would seem to be a chesaron in the Edekinu, and it's not a fulkim, it's different than the case of Shabbat Kiv and the Mada, as we said. Here it's a chelek of the Maisa Gerishin, they have to be aware of the whole Maisa Gerishin. Now I want to maybe suggest a third mahalach, maybe a chidush, but maybe not such a chidush, in light of, you know, when you think about it, of why it might be necessary of Yitlenu Heimena. Why do you have to take the get back and then say the funai? Why can't you just have your the funai said afterwards, even after you give the get, after Kidebu, after Shasu the Mosa Inyan, a week later, a day later, whatever? Why does it have to be the Shas that you're taking it back? Maybe we could say in light of the Rambam. We quoted a Lashon Rambam back when, a few days ago, in Hilchos Eidus, when the Rambam discusses the klal of Eid Masa Dayin by Rabbana. So the Rambam brings not the case of Kiyum Shtaris, but the case over here of the Fanai, that the Bifnei Shnayim is sufficient. Why is Bifnei Shnayim sufficient? Because you can be mitzdarev to the other two. The Lashon of Rambam, I don't have it in front of me, but you remind me, what does the Lashon say? It's, therefore, it's ki'ilu natlaso mideizu. When you, the Shliach, are saying the Fanai, and you're giving it to the woman, it's ki'ilu natlaso mideizu. What is that idea of the Rambam? What does it mean exactly? What is the yisod? But we thought that the Rambam was guided by the Lashon HaBrais. Bifnei kama nos nola. That Lashon is striking. The Gemara is Lashon. Bifnei kama nos nola. What's the Lashon nos nola? It should say Bifnei kama omer. Bifnei kama omer la. If you want to say la, you can say la. If you want to be down the la. Bifnei kama omer. What's the inyan in this scene? So we saw the Maharshal thought that if you go with the sheet of Tosfos, that we saw the Ri, and the Rush goes like that as well, the Ran, that there's halacha that you have to say Bishas Nesina. But then it could be they're synonymous, that the Diuk HaLashon is, because since you have to say the Amira of the Fanei Bishas Nesina, so that's why there's no Stala, because you have to do it at the same time, because otherwise you're not going to accept your Amira of the Fanei if it's not Bishas Nesina, maybe died or whatever other reason. That would be one explanation. But perhaps the Rambam had a different take on this. The Rambam's take was like this, that the inyan of the Fanai, we talked about Rashi and the Ritva, what exactly is the Fanai? Is the Fanai a Maisa Kiyum? Is it a Kabbalah's Eidus that will serve to accomplish what Kiyum accomplishes, that it will preempt the Ira Baal? Maybe it's not really Kiyum right now, maybe there'll be Kiyum later on, if you can bring back the Eidus of the Befanai, you know that there was Befanai. What exactly is the relation between Befanai and Kiyum? Rashi's Lashon consistently was Zehu Kiyumo, even the Lashon HaGemara a few times that way, Be'inu L'Kaimo. The Ritva spoke in terms of the Kabbalah's Eidus. But if it's Kiyum, That means what? What is the kiyum? Kiyum typically means that Beis Din accepts the Eidus, and then they do the act, the Beis Din, the nicer Beis Din, to put a seal on the star, then asher the star. That's called kiyum. In the case of the Fanai, you have a special takana that we accept one aid to serve as kiyum. But what is the kiyum? Where do you see the kiyum? What about this is kiyum? So in Rashi, you could say just the fact that they hear the Eidus of the Shliach and they accept it. So that is, that amounts to kiyum. That is kiyum, that's called kiyum. The kiyum of this get is through the accepting of the Eidus of the Shliach. Maybe the Rambam had a different idea. The Rambam, guarded by the Lashon of the Gemara, the Fekama Nosnola, understands that really what you have is a unique type of a kiyum. It's a kiyum, not in the same way that Beis Din is Ma'asher the Star by a regular kiyum shtaris, because the Funai doesn't have that same full namanus in the absolute sense like ordinary kiyum is. Rather, the Funai is an idea of saying, we are letting this woman take this get as her raya of being misdareshes, and we are hereby affirming that she can have this as her raya on gerish. How is that done? That's done by we as a tribunal, as a Beis Din, we have her receive the get. One of them is the physical giving of the get, one of the three, but he represents the three of them. This Shliach, who's one of the three, represents the Beis Din. So when he gives the get to the woman and says b'fanai, and the other two people are there present, and his b'fanai, says the Rambam, what's happening is, this is Beis Din telling her, this is your get that can serve you well as a proof for your gerushin. We are hereby giving it to you to serve as that proof. What that means is we are being mekayim the get. We are authorizing this get to be a valid raya for her, mikana lahava. So it's the ki'iyun atrasmi based on the Rambam is a way of describing why the funai can be a ki'iyun in the way that it is. It's a unique situation of ki'iyun. It's not a ki'iyun like ordinary ki'iyun stars, which is an absolute thing, a share, this star, belisa fake. But it's good enough because it's saying that you are hereby entitled to have this, and no one is going to be able to challenge you on it. That is the kiyum. The kiyum is within the nesinas haget of this shliach that this Beis Din is present as a group to see this nesinas haget. It's ki'ilu she's taking this get from the three. It doesn't mean all three that have to have their hands on the paper. The shliach is one of the three. He's delivering the get to her hands. But meanwhile, the two of them are present, the three of them serve as the Beis Din, and they are the Beis Din that are saying, here, take that debt that is that has been given to you to serve for you well as a raya. That's kiyum. That's the diuk of the, it's a beautiful pshat, where the new mahalach, the snekam and nosnola. If this is correct, Rav Osai, then maybe that's the answer to Tosus, because it's the answer to the rush, and all the Rishonim who are struggling to figure it out. Why, if he's failed to say this funai, why is it necessary to take the get back and give it again and say the funai? Why isn't it enough to leave the get where it is? He didn't say the funai then. So now an hour later, or a day later, a month later, we say the funai. Let that be good enough. Why can't that be a fulfillment of the katana? Why can't that be good enough? So until now we said for Tosfos, that's the halacha, you have to do it, b'shas nesina. According to the Rebbe Kinnun, it's only because it's going to be a Hatsi Dabaka. Point to the Rambam. A new idea. Because why does the Funai work? The Funai works because it's a form of Kiyum. But what kind of Kiyum is it? It's not a Kiyum in the normal way of Kiyum Shtaris. It's not absolute. It's not the Ma'asher again. It's what, but and just accepting the Eidus, that's a Kiyum. That's just Kabbalah's Eidus. How does that fit the profile of Kiyum? The answer is the Mesira itself. In the presence of the three, when the Shliach gives it as one of the three, it's ki'ilu, the Beis Din is giving it to her. And that becomes the act of kiyum. So it's absolutely necessary to redo the Nesina. Mary Gishma, for the Rambam, you need a new Nesina. Without a new Nesina, you don't have the act of kiyum in the Funai. It's not standard kakarna, worse, save the Funai, Mishas Nesina. That's not the full picture. It's because the whole notion of kiyum that lies in the Funai is, by definition, a Nesina of Beis Din, not Tlus of Beis Din. So that's why there's no Eitzah, but you can't learn that. So you have a new way, a third Mahalach, you can say, after today, there's two more understandings of why it's literally mena. According to the Rivi Kinnun, because a particular case, and otherwise you could get the same aid and it'll be fine without having to get that, but without the opportunity, you have no choice because in the other words, a chassi davar issue. And for the Rabbi, it's because otherwise you don't have the whole kiyum that lies within the funai. The kiyum is the kiyum that's constantly based in, therefore you have to review the nesina, and therefore you have your kiyum through giving her the gift. Okay, any questions so far? Any questions on all this? Hevra, okay, any questions? Go ahead. Go.
It's not part of the base, it's part of the Eidim Mesira. I mean, how would that...
No. It is, because remember, that's the Eid Nasidayim. That was the point of the Rambam. That Rambam is discussing the Jarabana Eid Nasidayim, which means that what you have here is you are one of the three. So it's one of the Dayanim is giving her the get. It's not shot one of the Dayanim. He's wearing the head of Bezdin. When he's giving her the get now, he's been styled to the other two. He's giving you more of a husband than Rambam. At the time, we didn't maybe flesh it out. When you are giving the get to the woman, it's not just as a shiach l'olacha. It's you, the Torah, one of the Dayanim of Bezdin. You're becoming a Dayan. So when she's getting the get from the shiach, she's really getting the get from who? From the Bezdin. He's one of the three by Dayan. So you don't need every one of the Dayanim to be physically holding on to the get. They are the three of them as a group. Nor Bifanai is, and then the Nesira, at the time of the Bifanai, is a way of Bezdin doing their kiyum on this get with the Bifanai. When they hear Bifanai and she takes the get from one of the three Dayanim, she has taken the get for Bezdin to serve as her raya. That's called kiyum. That's the kiyum of the get. So without the new Nesina, you wouldn't be able to say that I have here the kiyum of the Fana. Because it's only the idea that she's taking the get from the Shriach. If you said you gave it to her without the Fana, you can't just say the Fana later. You haven't done a kiyum in the Fana. The kiyum starts with the Fana. It has to be through the Nesina, so that the Nesina is viewed as based in giving it to her. No? Clear?
Clear.
Yeah, go. Solo? Or who's that? I'm sure I don't see who's asking. Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Just talk.
Okay. Yeah.
No more questions.
What? No questions?
No questions.
All right. Any questions? Last chance. Okay, so what we'll do, in Nirz Hashem, I want to give you a new Makoros for Sunday, and now we'll do a little bit of Chumash. But we'll go on in Mitzvah Shema. Hopefully I'll be able to do it also. I'll be doing it now virtually. Hopefully we'll have no glitches. It's going to be a little early for me, but the Mitzvah Shema will try to keep it to the regular schedule time. Okay?